A move that has sent shockwaves across Indian-controlled Kashmir and has further enraged the people of the restive region. An Indian court has sentenced two Kashmiri youth languishing in a jail in eastern Indian city of Kolkata for the last 10 years to life imprisonment in a 2003 arms smuggling case. The decision has sparked angry protests in the region. Sheikh Farhad, 31, and Sheikh Imran, 27, both the residents of Kashmir's summer capital Srinagar, were arrested from Srinagar on December 25, 2003 by the police and were later taken to Kolkata, where a case was registered against them under Arms Act. Terming the punishment as too harsh, family members of both the accused say that DO has been falsely implicated in the case.
They are innocents and have been unnecessarily implicated. They have already spent 10 years in prison and now come this harsh punishment. We went from pillar to post in pursuit of justice. But nobody is willing to listen to us because we are Kashmiris. This is grave injustice. We will file a revision petition in the High Court to challenge the decision.
Pertinently, more than 30 long-detained Kashmiri political prisoners facing sedition charges have been sentenced to life in the past 20 months alone. In some cases, sentences have been awarded to prisoners who have already spent more than a decade in prison. Political observers and activists in Kashmir have denounced the verdict, calling it a travesty of justice and a desperate attempt to subvert the will of the people of Kashmir. Kashmir's pro-independence groups have termed the sentences arbitrary and have demanded rollback of life terms given to Kashmiri political prisoners.
Injustice is being done with Kashmiris that even at the court level, Kashmiris are being prosecuted and no justice is being given to them. We strongly condemn this decision of the court. The way in which Kashmiris are being subjected to political vendetta and we are not getting justice even at the court level is a clear indication that the judgments are always with a preconceived mind. We appeal to the international human rights organizations, to the international law bodies, that they should take cognizance of the fact that the way in which laws are being flawed in India, especially vis-a-vis Kashmiris, and this injustice should stop.
It should be seen that how there is completely a denial of justice, how fabricated cases are being framed against the innocent youth in Kashmir. It is a universal fact that even in a war-like situation, when the state start talking, they first of all release the prisoners of war. But here, in the so-called peace process between India and Pakistan, 37 Kashmiris has been sent to life imprisonment.
Kashmir has been seething with anger following the mysterious deaths of two youth in Indian states of Mumbai and Rajasthan. Angry protesters clashed with police in Srinagar and northern Kashmir on Monday, in which scores of people were injured, some of them critically. Human rights bodies have long been expressing concerns about the harassment of Kashmiri people living in different Indian states. Sayyidi Safi, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.